Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I love this. It's time for us to visit with our favorite pet expert, the illustrious Dr. Yeah, he's an honorary doctor, too. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend at 53 past the hour. Lots of news from the pet world this week, including a focus on how good it is to hug your dog. We'll get Warren's take on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, HipMunk sorts your flight and hotel searches by agony factors like trip length, number of stops, and price. Great visual design.
Nice.
HipMunk. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so here we are with a Washington firm. I'm talking about Washington, D.C., and Warren, just we were talking about this. Apparently, they have one in Washington. I'm sorry, in Los Angeles. It's not Uber, but Zuber. A car service, a limousine service for your pets. So the ride-hailing services that have been very, very popular have created a company called Rapid Paws, an on-demand limo service for animals. I want to know who's demanding it. Is the dog demanding it? There's an app, apparently, Warren. You can download on your smartphone an app or go on their website, and that's how you arrange the ride for your dog to whatever place. They have a special limousine for pets. I mean, I can't imagine.
I think this is a crazy thing. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't drive. There's a lot of public transportation that don't allow dogs on them. So for that person that doesn't drive or lives like in a city situation and there's an emergency, heaven forbid, or they got to get somewhere to the airport, I think it's a great idea. I think it's super. I know a lot of seniors, for example, will call me sometimes and say, you know, I got to get my dog to the vet, but I have no way of getting there. Well, this gives them an opportunity or an option.
That's what it's all about. Yep. And there's the stories at DougStephan.com. But they have already had like 8,000 calls. So it's really...
This needs to come to New York City.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing in New York City.
Yep.
I'm sure that somewhere in New York City, if you were to Google a dog taxi or pet taxi, you would come up with a company in New York City that does it. There are several smaller companies do it, not necessarily limos. They might have Priuses. The bottom line is that there are companies that have dog taxis around the country.
Yep. All right, last week, a lot of news reports like this one, suggesting that according to a new study, you should not hug your dog.
If you're a dog lover, listen to this story. You may love giving your dog a big hug. I know I do. But turns out they probably hate it. A new study shows the loving embrace may actually just stress the dog out because it feels trapped and unable to escape from danger. The head researchers say 81% of dogs in their study showed signs of anxiety when they were hugged. They recommended petting the dog or giving it a treat if you want to show some love.
All right, so we had we have a constant tweet going on, and some of the comments, Warren, Maya writes, my two doggies come running for a big old hug. This pet expert has it all wrong. Roberta writes, a really stupid study. Lucy writes, dogs are made to hug. Mine enjoy hugs. Joyce says, a cat made up this report, I'm sure. All right, so what do you say about hugging your dog?
My entire reputation is based on hugging and kissing. The first thing dogs do when they're born is cuddle and hug each other. But the bottom line is this. There are certain dogs that don't like to be hugged. I'm one of those people that don't like to be hugged. So the bottom line is, if you have a dog that doesn't like to be hugged, don't hug them. But I would say that 90% or 95% of the people I deal with hug their dogs every day. And you know what? The dogs come looking for them hugs because they enjoy them.
Warren Eckstein, the pet expert here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.